Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is mild and pleasant tonight. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm evening, while Jerusalem is experiencing cool breezes. Haifa remains comfortably mild, offering a perfect night for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, fragile negotiations under military tension. Western diplomats see a low probability of a full agreement between Iran and the U.S., with harsh statements flying earlier this hour. Also, from Walla, after announcing his resignation from the government in Gaza, Hamas clarifies it was to prevent Israel from having excuses. This explained just a short time ago. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF struck 5 terrorists in northern Gaza. At least one Hamas Nukba Force commando was killed. Separately, Israel Hayom tells us French President Emmanuel Macron visited Damascus today. This marks the first visit by a French president to Syria in years. And finally, from Forward, Israel's government has taken a controversial step by rejecting a binding Supreme Court ruling. This is unprecedented since the country's founding. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, a prominent news broadcaster, posted just minutes ago that the diplomatic deal between Iran and the U.S. is hanging by a thread, despite hopes for diplomacy. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, shared 14 minutes ago that around 10-0 protesters in Tel Aviv are demanding the immediate release of Drive Hussam Abu Safiya. He's been held in Israel for over a year and a half. Ynet Global, a news service, reported 18 minutes ago that Israel's constitutional crisis is deepening, with 10 explosive petitions awaiting high court rulings. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the fragile negotiations between Iran and the U.S. As reported by Israel Hayom earlier this hour, Western diplomats and regional figures express skepticism about an agreement. The talks face challenges due to recent harsh rhetoric from Iran's leaders. This tension adds pressure to the already fragile situation in the region. Turning to the IDF's operations in Gaza, JNS reported earlier today that 5 terrorists were targeted in northern Gaza. At least one was confirmed dead, belonging to the Hamas Nukba force. This strike follows escalating tensions in the area, raising concerns about further violence. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron's visit to Damascus is significant. Israel Hayom notes that this is the first such visit by a French leader in a long time, signaling a potential shift in diplomatic relations. This move could impact Israel's regional alliances, especially with Turkey watching closely. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports a massive deal in the cyber sector. Sierra is set to acquire Oasis for over $1 billion. This follows Sierra's recent $600 million fundraising round, aiming to expand its AI-based cybersecurity reach. Separately, Walla Business highlights a report by Forrester showing that 55% of employers regret recent layoffs due to AI. This reflects a growing sentiment against hasty technological changes in the workplace. And finally, from CTech, there's a debate over China's AI advancements. Their new GLM 5.2 model is sparking discussions about closing the gap with industry leaders like OpenAI. This has implications for global tech competition, including Israel's tech sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.